Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily, the best bits from this afternoon's show. Thanks for downloading us, as always. And, well, we had a bit of a chat, as always, as
well,
we often say.
Well, we talked about last night's game, and we covered a bit more ground than that, so that was all very interesting.
We did some other bits and pieces. We were joined in the studio by Bradley Simmons, who is a personal trainer to the stars. And, you were quite interested, weren't you, TalkSport listeners, in getting some advice. Oh, no, you needed advice to get rid of the old cannonball we got there.
Cannonball.
See, it's all in the house.
It's funny with the cannonball. You don't realise it yourself. It's only when you look
at
the
photo. Actually, it's not that bad. It's slightly prominent. It's not like a proper old derby you got on. It's not right out in front of you.
I was pregnant.
No. It's a bit of an unfortunate angle on the show. Don't beat yourself up. But anyway, Bradley had some advice for him, and hopefully some for you. So here we are. And the old clips of the month. Oh, yeah. Clips of the month. So here's the clips of the month. Clips of the month as well. Enjoy. Paul Hawksby and Annie Jacobs here on Talk Sport, where I don't know if we're going to be chatting to shamefaced Nick Phipps later on.
He's an
Australian scrum half, and he's been fined by his club.
Yeah.
You get fined by your club because you turn up late to training.
Yeah.
He might say something unpleasant to the manager, might storm off and throw your shirt down. Very few of us, I'd say, have urinated on a bar while dressed as a cow. But that's what Nick's done.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Nick's done that. He was dressed as a cow and he urinated on the bar. Well, he was a cow and he didn't know any better, did he?
Not great, really.
£2,200 that cost him. Let that be a lesson to us all. Next time you're out and about in a cow costume, use a lavatory.
Coming up over the next 3 hours, we'll cross to Rome to continue the build-up to tonight's game against Liverpool. Wolves skipper Danny Barth tells us about his new film.
Yeah.
We'll speak to the man set to take over from Arsene Wenger as England's longest-serving manager.
About that, we'll take your calls, emails, texts and tweets, including... I was watching the other side.
There's all this, plus what's attracting Steven Gerrard to Rangers, honestly? And we'll bring you the April clips of the month.
That's right. It is 6 minutes past one. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy. I think he's got assurances. I mean, we all love an assurance.
If he's got assurances, I think he's a great appointment. I think he'd do a good job.
He wouldn't put himself on offer. He won't be aware of all...
Get on my case, Rangers fans. I'm not saying that your club isn't good enough for him or anything like that. I'm just saying he needs the money to do the job, and if he doesn't get the money, then it's going to be
The fact it's gone this far would suggest they're going to back him, and
he wouldn't be the first person to go into a club where he's been told he's going to get backed and he doesn't get backed.
In some way, okay, let's think you are Steven Gerrard. Let's play you are Steven Gerrard. You're going to go into your first managerial job, and he can go maybe down to League One or a lower championship, probably League One, I would think. He needs to cut his teeth or a lower championship side, and a chance comes along to manage a team like Rangers, and you go in and they say, yeah, we're going to give you the money, we're going to give you the support, we're going to give you this, we're going to give you that.
You take the job.
And if they don't, then it's not particularly damaged his reputation. If they give him all that and he messes it up, that's slightly different. I don't expect he will.
But even so, it wouldn't be a great experience for him. It might be an experience, but I wouldn't think it would be a great experience. Yeah. But anyway, we're going to talk to Bill Leckie.
Yeah, we are. And it's a bit like Chris Coleman, isn't it?
Yeah.
He said,
exactly,
someone's
going to
get this job right and it might well be me. And sadly, from his point of view, it wasn't. But
he didn't get the backup, did he?
It's a tough job to turn down.
But he didn't seem to get the backup.
So we're in Glasgow later on to discuss that in a bit more detail. But from what he was saying on BT last night, it sounds like it's on.
Yeah.
He'll be in Rome tonight, and we will be catching up with our top team out there. Just, I mean, look, the warnings have been covered a great deal, but you can't overstress. You've got friends and relatives and mates out there. Please don't walk back from the Olympic Stadium. If there's going to be any issues, please God there isn't, but if there are, that's a long walk back into town, isn't it? I mean, you've done it, haven't you, Andy?
Oh, yeah.
You start doing the walk, you think, I won't bother getting a cab, I fancy a stroll.
Mm.
But you forget how far away it is. And it's very exposed, and it's a long stretch of road, and it's going to be late, obviously. So that's really the time you've got to do, in and out, jump on those shuttle buses and keep safe. We'll be having a chat with Tony Evans about that later on. But don't think, yeah, lovely stroll back in the centre of town.
I think Liverpool fans are fully aware of what can happen.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them are going there with
fingers
their
crossed,
eyes closed.
Yeah, that's good.
Bayern, what a great game that was last night. We didn't expect much, did we? But it was such a
brilliant,
high-level, enjoyable game. I don't know how Bayern didn't go through. Honestly, Madrid, they're so lucky. Honestly, I know they've got great players, but they gave up 39 chances in the two ties.
Yeah.
And Bayern gave them two goals, gifted them two goals. They should have gone through. They should.
Sadly,
overall, even with their injuries, they were the better side over the tie, but they didn't go through.
Yeah, and I know Guillaume Balague's been talking about a lot of people feeling that Liverpool got nothing to fear, and going toe-to-toe with them, I think they probably will fancy it. But Guillaume's right, they've just got a way of winning. Have they got found a way of winning, and they just keep doing it? They weren't particularly good against Tottenham twice.
I thought the English clubs have done much better in Europe this year. I don't know whether it's because there are six of them really going at it and the competition is fantastic, but we seem to have stepped the level up.
Yeah.
I felt Chelsea could have gone further. Liverpool have gone far. I think they'll go all the way. So, you know, in Spurs, they did really well.
Yeah.
You know, so it's been a much better season in Europe, no question. Hummels, what has happened to him? I hope he plays like that in the World Cup. He was so poor last night. He was terrible.
That chance at the end.
He was a bit chunky as well.
Just say he had that header at the end. He just had to kind of get on target, didn't he?
Yeah, but just it wasn't just that. It was
defensively, all over
the place, I thought.
And the Muller one, you kind of feel Muller about 3 or 4 years ago.
Maybe. I thought he
slightly
had a good
more.
Game.
He did have a good game, but you know he hasn't got quite the same amount. Look, he was never about speed, but he might have just made that.
Taking off James Rodriguez was a very strange move as well. I thought he was their best player. They didn't look the same after he left. But there you go. I don't know if they took him off because he sportingly kicked the ball out and all the other players were so angry.
Yeah.
But he's a Madrid player. That's the problem.
That
is the thing, a problem about people saying, why can't other people play against their own, you know, team that
when they're on
them.
Loan,
but
yeah.
You know, he scored a goal, he didn't celebrate, and then when they were really pressing for the winner, he kicked the ball out when he didn't need to. You know, and people will look at that and
had
say,
it
well,
gone
that's
to pens,
probably the reason he wouldn't have, if he wasn't a Madrid player, there's no way he would have kicked that ball out.
And had it gone to pens, he probably wouldn't have taken the penalty, would he? Had he stayed on the pitch,
I don't know,
it'd be quite difficult.
I don't think it could have gone to pens. It had to be, it can only be pens if it's the same score as the first.
Well,
had it
come down to that, technically gone to pens, would he have taken one?
Owen Hargreaves, he had a fine game as usual, and I think he reads the game well. It's just the delivery could be better, and but he managed to call Zinedine Zidane, which last week well, not so bad. Rio called him Zinazine Zidane.
Yeah.
But we've had our own problems here at Talks.
Well, Alan's given us a few corkers over
the
years. Sadly, we can't find them.
Can't find them, otherwise we could have illustrated.
He has given you some absolute
corkers.
And
then during the match, I was looking at LinkedIn, and Charlie Daniels has requested to be sort of my friend on LinkedIn.
What, the bloke who, the devil went down to Georgia?
The Bournemouth.
Oh, okay, that's brilliant.
And former Leicester hero Steve Walsh. John Driscoll from La Liga and John Driscoll's Sporting Lunch.
Okay, he wants to. That's good.
And Dan Walker. Not the presenter.
Who's Dan Walker?
No, and Dan
Walker. Oh, okay, sorry.
Not the presenter, but the leakage technician at Yorkshire Water.
What about that?
Yeah, it's tremendous, isn't it? I never get anything out of it. I don't understand. One bloke said, he said, influencer. What's an influencer? Am I an influencer?
Are you an influencer? Not an influencer.
I think I'm a sheep.
You have very little influence on me or anybody else.
I have no influence on anybody about
you. Sure, it didn't say influenza? He's not ill, is he?
It's a new term. I've heard a lot of people say, I'm an influencer.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Don't call yourself an influencer.
Nobody's an influencer. I mean, you're all followers. We're all followers. Who's actually so original they're an influencer?
The Moose.
The Moose, he is actually an
influencer. He's a one-off. Or words to that effect.
That's very, very
now
you, true.
You've been, yeah, he said he was off to the Trevi Fountain, so you said to him...
Have you seen Sir Trevi book? He'll never get that at all.
No, no, exactly. He probably will. Money, so yeah, Trevor, we send him to one of the most incredible cities in the world. I mean, yeah. You could be there for 2 weeks and you'd run out of things. You know, you'd never run out of things to see.
City. What a wonderful place. I was there last year. It's a wonderful place.
So and he can't stand any of it. Doesn't like the Spanish Steps. No. He's in an amphitheatre, and of course.
Why are the buildings so old?
Yeah. When they're going to finish the Colosseum? Yeah. He's been doing a little bit of that, hasn't he? Don't like the fountains. Can't jump in them and have a dance.
Distinctly unimpressed with the Spanish Steps. I don't know what he was expecting.
That's the other thing, Liverpool fans. If you do win tonight, you go over, you are there and listening today on the app. Don't jump in the fountains. A big fine, isn't it?
Is it?
You can't. Yeah, you can't. Don't you remember in the last? Wasn't there some issues last time with the owner of the American owner
oh,
of
yes,
Roma?
Oh, of course.
He
oh,
got
yeah,
in.
Yeah,
yeah
that's
it's
right.
Quite a hefty fine if you fancy it. It's not like Trafalgar Square. You can't get away with it. You can't have a dance in the fountains.
Very true.
So just be aware of that.
You see, Wimbledon are planning, the tennis tournament in Wimbledon are planning to ban straws. You know, like a lot of people. Plastic
yeah,
straws.
Plastic straw. Good idea. Yeah.
I'd rather they ban strawberries.
Is it?
And middle class people while they're at it. Just a thought.
You ban middle class people. So that's what makes you an influenza, Andy. That's what it is. It's kind of blue sky thinking like that, banning the middle classes. Well, that's been, of course, that has been tried before, of course, over the years, but a slightly more kind of brutal way than probably you're suggesting. Yes. Although, I don't know. You know, it depends what mood you're in. If Chelsea had lost, who knows? Yes, it is Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport. We'll bring you the clips of the month for April.
Oh, lovely.
Very, very shortly.
Great.
Five of the best from last month. Their personal trainer, Bradley Simmons, will be here. He works with a lot of star names from the world of showbiz and sport, including John Terry. He can knock you into shape, and he can help with any problems you may have. You're working your way back from injury or whatever. Or you need a little bit of help. Much like Andy says he does at the moment, TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. Any questions to Bradley, the former QPR player?
Roman Abramovich has been honoured by the Federation of Jewish Communities for investing $360 million into those communities. I reckon that's Lewandowski, Koulibaly, Isco and change.
He can't spend it all on football, Andy. I think you're asking a little bit too much.
I do know that.
Yeah.
Peppa Pig has been banned by the Chinese website for being subversive. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Is he really?
Yeah, you wouldn't think so. A lot of people read... I've watched Peppa Pig with my grandkids. It's quite good, actually.
Is it?
It's quite entertaining, but I don't see it as subversive.
See, I think everybody has got that little period of kids' telly. Richard Herring was talking about this yesterday, wasn't he? You kind of get this little period of kids' telly that you remember well when you watched it when your kids were young.
Yeah, that's true, yeah, like Transformers.
That was the big thing, that you got into that.
Oh, right? I love Transformers, yeah.
Did you?
Not me particularly.
Oh, no, not you particularly.
Robots in disguise, I believe they were.
Oh, I think they were, yeah. You're talking to China there. The Sky just reporting that the World Cup of Darts will feature its first Chinese woman player.
Oh, really?
Her name is Momo Zhu. She'll be China's first female competitor at the World Cup of Darts that takes place in Frankfurt.
She should play, what was her name from Cornwall in the indoor league? What was her name, that woman?
Mrs. Jessie Catterick.
That's
the one she beat in the final. Mrs. Loveday King.
Loveday King, that's who
that's
she
right.
should play.
This was
Loveday
the women's King. Final of the indoor league in about 1973. And he's still basically living in 1973.
I am,
still
actually.
Watching on the buses, box sets, and old repeats of indoor league.
No, I watch modern telly too. It's the last Benidorm tonight. It's not fashionable to admit it, but I'm actually a really big fan.
It's the final ever one, is it?
Yeah, it's the last ever one.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a bit like admitting you like Mrs. Brown for some reason. It's just not fashionable, is it, to say these things?
Oh, well, you've never struck me as... Well, you've struck me as fashionable in some ways, Andy, but clearly clearly not in others. Now, our producer, we were talking... Andy and I came in and preparing for today's show, and we were chatting about last night's game between Real Madrid and Bayern Munich, saying how excited it was. We weren't expecting that, but what a game, very exciting.
Mm.
Producer was not really joining in,
talking,
supporting
strange,
producer, but slightly a broken man at the moment. And he just, I said, what did you make of it, John? And he said, well, I didn't actually watch it. He said, I was made to watch Scunthorpe versus Plymouth with my Plymouth supporting flatmate. And he said, that obviously as a man of the West Country in Torquay, he took some pleasure, obviously, in Plymouth losing.
Very poor.
Quite poor, really. But it did strike me that there was this great game of football going on, which he would have been able to watch. He paid his subs. He would have been able to watch it, but was forced to watch the other side. Scunthorpe versus Plymouth instead of Real Madrid Bayern
Munich. I didn't see the game, but I doubt whether it was of the same quality.
There was a lot riding on it, wasn't there?
It was not riding for Scunthorpe, on it, but, you know,
and it was important for Plymouth, who now need a miracle. I think after that incredible run to the cusp of the playoffs, it looks like that's probably gone.
I doubt whether Scunthorpe have got a player quite as neat as or tricky as James Rodriguez.
James Rodriguez.
That's the Spanish.
The Scooby-Doo. Quasi.
That was the Colombian pronunciation.
You just get Scooby-Doo to read out the teams before a game.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. Yeah. Would it get like a guest announcer to do the job like our own Pete Abbott does at Tottenham games? Comes out and just announces the players.
Yeah, but do it in a...
Get Scooby-Doo to do it one
week.
That's
a good idea. Yeah,
okay. Well, why not? I'll put that to Tottenham.
See if they go for that.
But the reason I bring this up is I just wondered if there were ever... really great games, really fantastic matches, those what they call those water cooler moments the following day when everybody at work or at school or whatever was saying, wasn't it fantastic, that goal, that save, right to the last minute, those penalties. And for whatever reason you said, no, I had to watch Corrie. I had to watch the other side.
Instead of Bayern Munich against Manchester United in 99.
Yeah, so instead of watching Bayern Munich, Manchester United in 99, what did you watch instead? So we want the things that were on the other side that for and the circumstances in which you missed this fantastic game on telly, not necessarily there, but being forced to watch the other side and in what circumstances. Let us know, talksport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089. And you can tweet to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ, this afternoon. Do you have the clips of the
month? Oh, yeah, let's
month?
Do that
Very
first.
Cool.
Yeah,
you do that. Here we go, then. Yeah, clips of the month. Just got five. We only had 3 weeks, didn't we? Because I was away for a week. So we've only got 3 weeks worth to choose from. We've got five clips for you. And I think these will go up on Twitter. Is that right? Yeah, go up on Twitter and you can vote for your favourite. We'll bring your winner at 4 o'clock. So that'll be at TSHNJ. TSHANDJ.
When you're voting, don't make a comment about my stomach.
No, you haven't got to do that. He's got no interest in that. Anyway, he's going to sort it out in the next half hour. So it'll be like a washboard.
Oh, yeah.
Within about a month. So let's start with the Moose. Eulogising about a recent West Ham goal.
I mean, Arnautovic was tremendous. I mean, you look at his second goal on Saturday. That was another world class goal. I mean, you know, again, if a foreign player had scored that goal, we'd be raving about that.
Yeah, Arnautovic
thought it through. Really?
Yeah, no, he hadn't. No,
not really. This is a man.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
He became Clips of the Week regular, the man with two voices, Wigan manager Paul Cook. Here he is on Breakfast, unveiling his robot version.
I wish it was. Oh, we're off to Bristol Rovers today, Al. We're playing Bristol Rovers tomorrow night, so holidays at the minute are very much out of our mind.
I'm delighted your voice has come back, not.
Ah, listen, it's, you know me. We went out with the lads on Saturday night. The chairman took us out Saturday night. We enjoyed a good night out. And
good.
It's not even possible. It's two people. Isn't it? I'm sure he hands the phone to somebody else.
It's like it fancy some instant mash.
It's incredible.
Here's a caller to the sports bar.
Grant's a QPR fan. Hi, Grant.
Hi, Grant. Grant.
Hello.
Right, Grant.
It's Graham.
Here we are.
What's on about? It's a great clip, though. What's on about is that every time Jason says Grant, it's like a dog's barking, like in response.
No, you can hear
maybe
it.
The dog's called Grant.
He's obviously got his radio on. It was a kind of, I don't know, it was like a piece of theatre, that wasn't it? It was
marvellous.
I don't know, it was a Pinterest-esque, it was, wasn't it? That repetition, Grant. And it's like, they said, just keep repeating Grant. I think that we have had a theatre producer in that night, and not one of our regulars. So what's next, then?
It's former West Ham midfielder Ian Bishop joining Adam Cattrall on Extra Time.
How do you reckon they're going to go at the weekend then against Man United?
Oh, Jesus. I think he's...
Hey there, Ian.
I don't know what happened.
Do you know what? Play again. Imagine, if you can, imagine Ian Bishop on the toilet. I think.
How do you reckon they're going to go at the weekend then against Man United?
I think he's on the toilet.
Oh, Jesus. I think he's.
Oh, dear.
Are you there, Ian?
Yeah, he's on the toilet, Adam.
I think all he needs is the flush. That's it.
So,
yes.
Finally, it's Nigel Botherwell and Fisherman's Blues, making it really, really easy for you to get a fishing licence.
An annual licence costs from just £30 and is available from the Environment Agency website. You can go to www.gov.co.uk/get-a-fishing-licence.
Yeah, fantastic.
Hyphen.
too many hyphens.
Yes.
Well, there we are. This is Puts of the Month. Well, Hawksby Andy Jacobs here on TalkSport, making a welcome return. The former QPR player turned personal trainer who's worked with John Terry and Theo Walcott and Emma Bunton, amongst others. It's an unlikely back three. it's Bradley Simmons. Yeah. How you doing, Bradley? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Hey, Bradley, we're getting some interesting, serious questions as well for you. So
we'll come on to those in a moment. Get a sort of a little bit of background. You're a bit of a social media has been very good for you, isn't it?
Really? Yeah, social media has been great. After things didn't work out in my football career, I chose to go down the personal training route. Went on Instagram and it blew up within months, and ever since it's been great. And obviously I'm working hard to maintain that.
Yeah,
it's not been good for me though. I was on. We did a thing. I don't know if you saw the
power pose.
The power pose that new Home Secretary did. So me and Paul had a go at it. Well, first of all, it's the most unnatural position you could ever stand in your life, and ridiculous. But once you get over that, but unfortunately, I forgot to hold my stomach in. So I got a lot of
the number
stick.
One rule.
Yeah, oh, I got a lot of. Oh, when's Andy expecting?
When's it due? Yeah.
When's it due?
Well, when's he going to train with Bradley?
Well, that would be true. So, what's an ideal thing for the bit of the old.
The derby.
The derby. The
old, well, 100% it's diet, isn't it?
Is it? Well, forget
cleaning,
that.
cleaning up the diet and obviously training regularly and being active.
Well, I do all of that. I do train regularly, but I should be doing more of the plank, I feel.
The plank obviously doesn't burn fat, but it does build your strength. Which is obviously very important, especially if you're sitting down all day. It's good for your posture to build strength in your core so you don't get a sore back. But if you want to lose your belly, clean up the diet and train regularly. Or just be very active. Go for a long walk in the park.
I am very active. I just eat a lot. That's
there
the
we go.
I exercise virtually every day.
You're more of an active eater than you are an active exerciser. If you exercise as actively as you eat, you'll be laughing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, one's got to outweigh the other.
Very good point.
The other thing that people, I'm sure, often ask you about, these kind of abs in 30 days type things you see on the covers of magazines, and you know, I'm going to do this, I want my old beach body. Yeah. Can you do that? I mean, can you...
If you're very consistent and you really stick at it, you can. But to be realistic, I wouldn't say all the time.
Yeah.
It'll take more of a 12-week or 6 months to be really obviously, to be really accurate with your results. But then that's a way to market. People market yourself. They want to get followers. They want to grow a business. Yeah. Obviously, that's going to get catch people's eyes and going to get people glued in.
Is it dangerous to do that, bro? I just wonder if you're going to sit there and you're trying, you're doing sort of, you know, repetitive stuff and you're doing lots of stuff on your stomach muscles and everything. Yeah, you can do damage to yourself.
Yeah, especially if you've got the wrong form. If you're not with a personal trainer or someone knows what they're doing, you could do the wrong technique, which then causes problems, causes injuries. So my advice to people is seek that professional help, understand how to do the exercise, and then do it themselves once they're comfortable.
Okay. I know you work with John Terry. I quite like a body like his, really.
Would you?
Hey, John's looks, a very good
shape. Amazing,
he's been
he?
A professional footballer most of his life, and he's only in his mid-30s. Yeah. So I think most of us would go for that.
But what you'll find with John really looks after his diet as well. There's a lot of footballers who train hard, but they eat what they want because they can. Where John's really strict with his diet, which is why he's got a great physique.
Yeah, he does. He puts some of his food in restaurants when he goes on Instagram. You can see he's very careful.
So how different is that from when you were at QPR as a young player, as an apprentice? Was there much? I mean, that wasn't that long ago, of course.
There was loads of ketchup on the table, pasta sauces, and then a nutrition came, and I think it was when Mark Hughes joined QPR, and a dietitian nutrition came in and he sorted everyone out, and that's when I learned a lot about nutrition.
What's wrong with ketchup? Capello had a thing about ketchup.
A lot of sugar in it, isn't it?
Ketchup is just full of sugar.
Mm. Is it?
Literally 90% sugar, 10% tomato.
No wonder it's so delicious.
Yeah, it's very nice for you. That's,
and he smothers all of his dinners.
Yeah. And what you find, a lot of people smother their whole plate. Yeah, they might have a nice, say, salad, or they'll smother it in either mayonnaise or ketchup. Mm. That's not a healthy meal.
Don't want ketchup on a salad. That's not good. No. Really.
Well, I thought you were a big lover. He's got some questions for you.
Some of these,
I'm 20 and I've torn my ACL. I'm wondering what type of training is the best to keep fit while recovering, says one of the listeners. Not put their name on it, sadly.
I did my ACL when I was playing at Queen's Park Rangers, and the first thing you do is just totally rest, let your body recover, because you don't want to rush back into it, because that can cause even more problems. So again, seek that professional help from a physio, rest, and once you're comfortable and ready to go back in, swimming is a great way to do it, a bicycle, once your knee has obviously got that flexion, and just light exercise, core muscles, upper body workouts. But for me, around the four months mark is when I started really training hard, gaining muscle back in my legs, getting that strength back. So I think it's not a sprint, it's a marathon when it comes to a bad injury like ACL, because you don't want to rush it, because you will come back and get another injury, seriously.
Gab Cancello is a regular listener and contributor, and this is interesting. He said, I'm on medication now that leaves me very lethargic and low on energy. Is there an exercise you can recommend that's low impact but will keep energy levels and...
Help energy levels.
Help energy. Sorry, Gam.
I would definitely suggest training in the morning. Mm-hmm. Wake up in the morning, train, go for a long walk, an active walk, get some vitamin D, have a good breakfast, obviously fuel yourself properly, because it comes down to diet at the end of the day. If you're feeling lethargic, it's probably down to your diet. If you're eating a lot of sugars, you're going to have those sugar rushes. So you need to make sure your insulin levels are nice and level to maintain those, like, obviously, high energy levels. So definitely diet and probably training in the morning.
Yeah, so that's the best time of day to train.
I would advise wake up, smash a workout, crack on with your day. In the evening, relax, let your body recover, go again.
Because it's often harder, isn't it? I mean, if I have a workout, I have a run or stuff. Mm. It's a lot harder when you come in from work. It often is a lot easier in the morning to motivate yourself.
I go every morning.
Yeah, every morning. Because most people, when they get home from work, the last thing they want to do is go to the gym. They want to relax, have a cup of tea with some biscuits.
Mm,
So I definitely recommend train in the morning, let your body recover, and have a good plate of food before they go to bed.
I like ketchup with my biscuits.
That's a new one.
Yeah. Well, some advice coming in from the listeners. David Collins says, well, tell Andy to stay off the 50 quid chocolate.
That's not help. 50 quid.
Yeah.
Very nice, that's good chocolate. Apparently, it helps your memory. It's not working for me.
I'm not sure this is a good idea, Paul in Peterborough. We'll ask the question. He said, I run 2 marathons a week.
Wow.
And I've currently hurt my hamstring. Any tips, Randy, for a quick fix to get me back running properly, he says.
Rice, rest, ice, compression, elevation.
2 marathons a week.
That is tough.
I
did the marathon last week, and I was running very strong. It was very hot. It was the hottest marathon to date.
Yeah.
I pulled my hamstring at 15 miles.
Oh, wow.
So I had to waddle the last 11 miles, which was very painful. It wasn't a great experience.
Yeah.
So the past week, I've been in Cyprus just relaxing and recovering, and literally I've just had my leg up, totally resting. And so it's feeling okay now, and now I'm doing some strength exercises to obviously strengthen back my hamstring. But again, you have to listen to your body. If you push yourself in most cases, you are just going to get injured.
It's strange to pull your hamstring on a sort of, I mean, I don't know how fast you were going, but normally you associate that with a quick, sharp
Which
movement.
Which I did. Basically, because it was so hot, someone was very dehydrated, and they waddled in front of me. And that meant I had to sprint to the left, which obviously tweaked my hamstring.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled a little bit. Luckily, it wasn't a grade 2 or grade 3. It was only a small grade 1. Mm. But it was still uncomfortable, and I had to waddle all the way. And then some of my groins and other muscles started cramping up.
You sort of compensate.
So it was tough, but the atmosphere definitely helped me.
What was 11 miles. Was it a lot? I mean, everybody does it, says it's a lot harder than they thought. Was it from your point of view?
I put the training in. Yeah. So the first 15 miles were fine. Obviously, it was very hot, so obviously hydration was key. But yeah, a lot of people struggled. I saw a lot of people pulling out.
Wasn't you the most... Mo Farah's drink, was it?
No. I was trying to chase him. To be fair, when I was at 14 miles, I saw him at 24 miles because obviously they're ground parts.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a good bit of motivation.
So you see, it was a moment where
I didn't see the race.
He was quite upset because his drink wasn't there at one point. He started having a go at the bloke on the bike. And then he got to the table and there were two drinks that were kind of similar to his.
And he just drank it.
And what he drank, took one and he knocked the other one over. I thought, oh, fine, what about that bloke?
Yeah.
Poor soul.
That's not very pleasant.
No.
Dear me.
He came third, though. He did well.
Yeah, he certainly did. So what was your time in the end because of the injury?
Yeah, so it was 4 hours 35, which was frustrating for me, but I'm glad I just got over that line. It was a big relief when once I passed that. I got 3 hours 30 last year, so I was gutted not to maintain that. But you never know, I might do it again and try and beat my original time.
So what you got coming up, Bradley? What's in the pipeline?
So obviously my book is still out and it's still doing really well. I've got loads of festivals, so fitness festivals, which I'm excited about.
How do they work, the fitness festival? Tell us about it. What are your...
So it's amazing. So it's a great way for all my followers to come do a workout with me, to sit down, listen to me, interact with me, ask me as many questions as they like, do workouts, get pictures, do what they want. So it's a great way to interact with your followers.
Yeah.
Because it's hard for me to message all my followers back when I get messages and messages every single day. So it's nice to see them face to face. And yeah, good at interaction.
How many people you got on Instagram?
So 241, and we hit 1,000 more today, which is great. So 241, nearly at 250. So
that's 1,000, by the way, isn't
241,000.
Good. Good Lord.
That's
tonight I am joining the F2
Boys.
Feel
like Woodstock, won't it?
Yeah.
And tonight I'm joining the F2 Boys, Adidas FC. So I'm joining Adidas FC today, which is quite exciting. And they've got loads of projects. I think I'm going to be playing at Old Trafford against another team. So it'll be good to get my boots from Predators back on and kick a ball for the first time in a while.
Oh, excellent. Give the F2 Boys our love.
I definitely will.
They've been in with us before. Just a couple more questions. My wife has started running and is complaining of sore ankles. What can she do to help this, says Robbo?
Foam rolling's definitely key. Obviously, you might have really tight muscles. Getting a good pair of trainers is definitely another.
The right ones for you. Is it worth going to a proper running shop?
Yeah,
they are
expensive these days, but it's really worth it because obviously you don't want to have an injury. And definitely warming up properly is another one, and just taking it easy. You know, she doesn't have to sprint, she doesn't have to push herself because her fitness levels will come, so take it easy. But definitely correct footwear and making sure that her muscles are ready before the run.
Bez, this one's interesting because this is something
I think he means stiff as a board, not still as a board.
No, I know he does mean stiff as a board. Lower back pain, stiff as a board. Any advice? But this is so common. So many people.
Mobility. People, when they wake up, do some mobility exercises. There's loads you can find on YouTube. There's some on my Instagram page which you can find. Go and see a masseuse once a month or a physio. But definitely mobility exercises, a bit of yoga. And definitely strengthening up that core, because that core really helps with your posture. So when you're working at a desk, that will just really tighten things up so you don't get back pain. But really, it's just getting the body moving and getting those key areas really stretched out. Otherwise, you are going to get a really stiff back.
So people can follow you on Instagram if they want to add to their numbers.
Yes, so if you want to add to their numbers, follow me, Bradley Simmons on Instagram. And I've got my book recently come out, which can go to Amazon. It's currently £7, so it's a bargain.
Get it done. It's
get it done. Yeah. So loads of advice, loads of workouts, really healthy recipes for people to live a healthier, happier lifestyle.
Excellent. Well, thanks for your advice to all the listeners. And we will catch up with you soon, Bradley. All the best.
Take care.
Here's the winner of the Clips of the Month, then. It was Ian Bishop chatting to Adam Catron on Extra Time. We think Ian Bishop was on the toilet. Have a listen to this. How do you reckon they're going to go at the weekend then against Man United?
Oh, Jesus. I think he's...
Hey there, Ian. Oh, he's there. That's right. Sounds like he's reading the paper. 57% of the vote. Thanks to everybody who voted this afternoon.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. Just a reminder, we told you yesterday, if you didn't download us yesterday, the clips, no, not the clips, the H&J Daily, this podcast, will be going weekly from next week.
It's the H&J Weekly, basically.
You'll get the H&J Weekly podcast.
It'll
all
be
the best
longer
bits
than this, though. So
of course it will be. Yeah, you'll get hopefully all the best bits from the week.
five minutes.
No, it'll be like, that's true. If we really edited it down properly, it would be about 5 minutes, the best bits of the week.
Yeah, a real topical one I've done on a Monday, you'll hear on a Friday.
Yeah.
It's going to work
but
great.
No, it's going to work great.
No, it'll be good.
It will be good. And, we'll bring it to you on a weekly basis from next week. So we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Enjoy the football tonight, or I hope you enjoyed the football tonight if you're listening to this at 10:30. And Mark Nicholas is with us tomorrow, or today if you're listening to it tomorrow morning.
I'm not going to get it. If you're hearing it on Friday.
Forget it. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.